clasped her arms in genuine enthusiasm, which only made it harder to say no. Unfortunately, she had to. Nathaniel's partners had rented out the poshest watering hole on the Upper East Side, and finally, after 8 months of dating, Fiona would be meeting his work colleagues. She'd hoped the first time they were introduced, it would be as Nate's fiancée, but he had yet to take her many hints. The man moved so slowly sometimes. Maybe she'd drop a few more breadcrumbs. If she laid a clear path, maybe she'd get a proposal for her birthday, though it was 3 very long months away. "Sorry, I can't," Fiona said, and threw in, "But congratulations. I'm really happy for you." Fiona sent her client on her way and palmed her cell phone. It fit into her hand perfectly, almost as if it had been made for her dimensions. This phone saved her life every day. Sometimes she had nightmares about losing it or dropping it onto the tracks at the Franklin Street station near her office in Tribeca. If that happened, she'd be lost, having no contact with the things that comprised her world. Before she could dial, Nate called. She told him she was on her way. As she looked around for the hired car she'd ordered at the bistro right after Tony caved, she dialed her assistant Andy for their hourly check-in. Fiona wasn't a control freak, and Andy got that. She might be more of a perfectionist than anything, but really it boiled down to the personal touch. Her clients trusted her with their homes, many of which went for 7-figure price tags. You didn't repay that trust by passing off clients to an assistant. You crossed every T and dotted every I.
"Andy, okay, all done for the night?"
Andy cleared his throat.
"Small change of plans. The Morrison's flight tomorrow morning got bumped, so they're leaving on the red eye. Tonight. They need to make a decision before they go to Europe."
That thumping in her ears could not be her pulse. It was far too loud.
"But they can't leave town tonight," she returned inanely.
"No, no, no. This was not happening."
"I'm showing them the 2-bedroom tomorrow, and the location's amazing, right by their kid's school."
"Sorry, boss. They want you to meet them now."
Andy returned matter-of-factly, as if the entire night hadn't just slid into the gutter.
"Now?" She gasped and glanced at her watch. "I just told Nate I would meet him."
Deep breath. The Morrisons needed a home, a place to raise their children. Nate would understand if she was a teensy bit late. He was special and really cared about her.
"You know what? I can do both. See you soon."
Positive thinking had gotten her through more than one sticky situation. It wouldn't fail her now. When Fiona rushed into the swanky bar hosting Nathaniel's work party, her pulse hadn't calmed down since her earlier phone call with Andy. Late did not begin to describe her tardiness, but the Morrisons would not be rushed. Nor would she have forced them to cut short their tour of the home she'd found for them. They'd loved the brownstone, and as she'd expected, the location had sealed it for them. Their 2 kids could walk to the private school they attended, and no less than 4 restaurants occupied spaces on the corner. The couple had asked Fiona to put in an offer while they were in Europe, so the side trip had been worth it for the commission alone. But knowing she'd given them a home instead of a place to put their stuff, that was why she did what she could to put her clients first. Nate stood by the bar, looking handsome and devastating in a custom-made suit that fit him so well, her stomach fluttered. The culmination of a perfect evening. She could relax with Nate and tell him about her stellar day. He'd be proud, smiling down at her with his trademark eye twinkle that he reserved just for the lady in his life.
"Nate, I am so sorry,"
she called out with an apologetic smile for the man she'd been falling for all these months. She noted with a bit of trepidation that Nate was the only one in the room. It wasn't that late. Barely 9:30.